This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We're back at the Clevelander. We're here until 7. Stop on by and see us. We've seen a few of you already. Mm-hmm. Always love to see you guys gearing up here for Game 2 of Cavs and Pacers just down the road here in Cleveland. But I don't understand the harm. Listen, is it a little not knowing the team history that you're going to, asking for two retired numbers? That feels like basic research Abdul Carter could do, sure. But the idea that he just asked and they said no, and somehow this kid is taking flack for it, is one of the most bizarre turns of anything.
No question. You don't get what you don't ask for. You got to at least throw it out there. Mac can be here at the Clevelander. If Mac's really hungry and wants a hamburger, you know who he's going to get that hamburger? He's got to go up to the waitress and say, hey, I'd like a hamburger. It's not just going to magically appear. So you get what you ask for. And so I have no problem with that. Like, for instance, Cam Ward in Tennessee, he got number one. You want to know why? Because he asked Warren Moon if he could have number one, and Warren Moon was like, yeah, sure, let's do that.
What if we just put like a 30-year time limit on
jerseys?
On jersey retirement.
Okay, so we are getting up in that time where there are only so many numbers and there are only so many jerseys that can be retired. The Yankees have a problem with this. The Bears, actually. You know, the NFL came down and told the Bears they can't retire any more uniforms?
See?
Because they retired more than anyone else in the NFL, and they just retired so many. That's why Urlacher's number is still out there, because it's like they just got to a point where you can't retire anymore. 30 years, and then it comes back. I don't hate it.
I mean, Ernie Davis has been gone for 60 years. His number got retired because he passed away before he could make an impact on the field.
Yeah.
Don Fleming, I think, was like 2 weeks later, passed away within the same time of Ernie. That's another number that's been gone 60 years. Like, that's a lifetime. Like, this is like, all right, this is like when you go and somebody's like, you win a lifetime supply of something. That is relative. If you say to my big self, hey, you get a lifetime supply of steak, I will exhaust that within 5 years and likely my ability to live. But if you say that to like...
That would also exhaust it.
You know what, though? It'd fulfill, right?
That'd be a lifetime supply, though.
Yeah, 5 years. Who knew? But that same whatever would take me 5 years to get through for somebody else might be 30, 40 years because they don't need as much steak. That's the number thing.
That's the number thing?
Like, once you get past 30 years, that's a lifetime of your number being retired.
I do kind of hate, though, and I'm not trying to make this any sort of way, but, like, you know how certain buildings are named after certain people, and after enough time, they just say, you know what? Somebody else has donated more money. We'll just name it after that guy now. It's like, wait a second. I thought this was going to be a lifetime thing. Now I've been dead for 100 years, so it is what it is, but... I don't know. I don't love that side of things.
So you think, like, in the great beyond, you're like, 80
I'd be
years?
Pissed.
It bought me 80 years?
I'd be pissed. In the great beyond, if I had donated so much money to have, like, a building named after me at a school, and then all of a sudden, 80 years later, they're like, listen, no one remembers this Jonathan Peterlin guy. Like, no one knows what he did at all. If we need to go ahead and give it to somebody else because he just donated $50 million, I'd be pissed.
All right, but here's the thing. You probably didn't just have one building named after you. Like, the people who can afford a building being named after them generally have many buildings named after them.
I seem like a multi-building named after person. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying if you can afford one building being named after you on a campus, why can't you have seven or eight?
There are plenty of people. And don't ask for examples off the top of my head because I don't have them. But there are plenty of people that that's the only thing that they got named after themselves.
I think this is a fake controversy. And I think people get – they clutch their pearls about this stuff. It's really not a big deal. Now, that being said, your Shajersey is shabunk. Because you will not be able to sh-wear it because he's not being the shatu.
I'll sh-wear it all day if I want to. What do you mean I won't be able to wear it?
I mean, everyone's going to be like, that's not even the right jersey number.
I have to go back to telling people that my last name is Sanders, I guess. It was a bad development. I think this was smart, though. And listen, a lot of people have been in my mentions telling me, and they're right, this could still change. This is still something that, until it's written in stone, it's really not written in stone. All sorts of players have had weird numbers at this point and then end up with a completely different number by the time they get there. But I think it's smart, Nick. I think it's smart for Shador to try to put the college experience and everything that was Shador Sanders at Colorado, any relation to Deion, really, to try to put it in his rearview mirror. Now, obviously, you can't get too far away from Deion. He's your dad. But the further and further you can get away from him and Colorado and what you were and wearing number two, I think the better. The branding that it's associated with that as well, I think the better. So I think it's a good move by Shador.
So is this like when a company goes through bankruptcy and it's like, hey, we're not that name anymore. We're a new, better name.
Yes, it's rebranding.
I can't think of any company that fits that bill, but I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, that happened in the corporate world all the time.
All the time. Yes, it's rebranding. And Shador is going to have to go through rebranding. College quarterback Shador is dead, doesn't exist. Now welcome to the NFL quarterback Shador.
I'm not trying to play this out too far. Should he change his name?
No, that
should be Skippy. Should be Skippy Sanders now, or maybe
I'm not playing out too far. Just change your birth name.
Well, no, I mean you're talking about rebrand. Yes,
that's changing it a little bit too far.
If Shador were a corporation, he'd be
Shador. Built so
Shador
much
Corp now
about the S2 and everything associated with it. Like it was so perfect for him, but it was also so college. This is Shador moving forward. I like this. Good development for Shador.
That's a hell of a spin job by you.
It's just true. It's a great way to remarket yourself.
All because DeAndre Carter, who is a nobody. How are you gonna spin this back
when
DeAndre Carter gets caught in August and Shador takes his number back?
Well, then he clearly would have felt like it wasn't worth the time of the rebrand.
So he clearly
would have felt like, all right, we did enough. We did enough work here. We can go back to being number two now.
All right, number 12 has cleansed my soul for 3 months, and now I'm back to number two.
He might only need the rehab of the image for 3 months of getting away from college to the NFL. 3 months from now, we might be like, man, he really could spin it back in college, couldn't he? I don't love the people that are like, he's doing this to pay homage to Tom Brady, though. Don't love that.
Why don't you love that?
Because
that's very plausible.
I get it. Tom Brady helped train him since he was 15 years old. There's a lot related with him and Tom Brady. The practice sessions, everything under the sun. Tom Brady passed on you like 10 times.
By the way, Martin on Twitter saying 25 years and out for jersey retirement. I got $1 bobbed.
Yeah, you
I said
went 30,
30 years.
So he said 25.
Maybe 25 is a better number, but I just felt like 30, like we're equivalent about 5 years here. Right?
That was a $1 bob.
I got $1 bob. I can't be mad because it's a great move and you do it in the game. Still hurts.
I heard Max say 20 just 2 seconds ago. So, I mean, you're talking about $1
bleep
bob.
Bleep it, 15. Bleep all y'all. I'll go 10 if you make me.
I'm going to retire the number and then unretire it.
I'm going to start negotiating against myself. 3 years, max.
You can never retire a jersey ever again.
216-474-0092. Is Shador trying to rewrite his image with his number change, or is the Carter guy, who I've already forgotten his first name,
DeAndre,
is he just a jab?
You have problems with DeAndre's, I've noticed.
You're right. It's a bad day for me and DeAndre's.
It's a bad name for you and DeAndre's.
Yeah. Another Shador think piece that fails to hit the mark. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.